that just going to hurt your yards after catch going forward?
I think so. Right now it's going to. It'll probably hinder me until at least I can get 2 feet on the ground.
What were your emotions like walking into this
building? It was good to see everybody. Just felt good to be back. A lot of people I still haven't seen that I need to see, but a lot of hugs to go around. Just feels good to be here.
Like, how much mobility do you have, and what all are you able to do with that leg right now?
I just started bending it Friday. That hurt. I'm good. I'm up to probably like 100 degrees of range already, so we're working on it. Grind through all that scar. I mean, I was in 6 weeks of not really moving anything, so it'll take a while to get through all that scar tissue and stuff, but that's kind of the process of breaking it down to build it up.
How many total surgeries did you need?
I've had 8. And most of that was just to close up. I had, you know, a procedure done to relieve some pressure in my leg, and I had most of those were required to close that back up.
Do you have more scheduled?
I'm not sure. Sorry. I get tired going from place to place. I'm not sure yet if I got to have more. We'll check on some stuff here within the next couple weeks and determine what I need as far as checking in on the knee, but as far as the artery and everything else is good.
When this first happened, we heard the report about amputation possibly. I mean, what was that like? How real was that?
That was crazy. It was very real. A couple wrong turns away from actually happening. I had a ton of care, a lot of people helping me out through that entire process. But, you know, we're a couple minutes away from having that be real. But thankfully we were able to avoid it. Didn't really get into where I had stuff that was starting to die off or everything. We were able to save pretty much everything, so I was very thankful that happened.
So were you aware throughout that point that was a possibility? I mean, were they keeping you up there? Was that something they did?
I was never told that. I just felt that. I remember, before I got into the emergency surgery, it was the last thing I was telling Doc was, please save my leg, because I knew something wasn't quite right, just the way that my leg was feeling, the way it was filling up. I knew we had issues, and that was kind of just in the back of my mind. I didn't want it to happen. I made sure to let him know I didn't want that to happen as well.
Like, how would you describe how it felt when it happened and then those next few hours?
The initial knee injury, it was weird. I knew I had a significant injury. I didn't know what it looked like. I knew it was severe. And then as time went on, I could just feel more pressure, a little more swelling. I mean, started to balloon up a little bit. And I could just tell that there was something that was going on that wasn't really quite normal with a normal knee injury. So it made me worried. That was kind of the initial, you know, thought for me. I started to panic a little bit. Just wanted to get things under control.
You got a family, you got to worry about quality of life and everything. Have they given you an idea maybe when a recovery as far as walking normally without the brace, when that might be?
No, I haven't really talked about the timeline. When am I going to be able to get off crutches? When do I start walking? When you get off the brace? I think I'll probably just take all that and rehab as it comes. I haven't asked many questions as far as down the road type of things. I've just kind of just taking this day by day, the steps and the process of going through surgery, rehabbing that, and getting all that. I still got stitches and stuff I need to get out. So when that point comes, I'll probably just take it all day by day and start walking when that when it's time.
You, I mean, yeah, I mean, that, quality of life.
Yeah, of course. There's no issues with that. I mean, I talk vascular wise, arteries as strong, if not stronger than it ever was. So that's just going to be, that's there. I mean, there's the risk of re-injuring that is the risk that I had of doing it in the first place. I don't know what the percentage is. I don't imagine it's very high.
How would you describe the support that you've gotten from all over the world, pretty much?
Pretty cool. I leave it up to you. Ask me an emotional question. I can't even explain how that is. Get videos from people all over the place, which means a lot, but the people that are close to you that have really had your back is the best part.
How did you get back to Chicago when you finally came back and failed to do that trip back, and then also how did you were looking forward to seeing your kids?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
So we, it was by a medevac jet. They strap you in on the hospital bed, ambulance to the airport, take the hospital bed out, and shimmy up through the door, strap the bed into the thing, and fly away. And come here, ambulance to the next hospital.
Who was on the plane?
Pilot, most important. and then just my wife and my dad, aside with the two you know, nurses or EMT people that you had in there.
And then when you saw your kids for the first time, I know you tweeted about that. Yeah. Didn't you tell me what that was?
That was awesome. So they actually surprised me at the airport when we showed up. So we had landed. My mom, dad, I think Nate, and Mr. McCaskey, Tarp was there to give me a good hello. So there was a good amount of people there. And then seeing them, they were, like, excited, but wondering what the hell is going on with me too, trying to peek in through the airplane windows and stuff. So it was good to see them. I just remember hugging them and holding them for the first time.
How much thinking have you done reflecting? I know you're worrying about this, but just, wow, this could have even happened just playing football.
Yeah. The more and more I try to, like, think about it and understand it, the worse it was. So I was just kind of deal with it. I've had a number of people reach out to me who have had an injury similar to this or worse, doing everyday things. Whether it be recreational activity, hanging out, swimming. This type of thing is actually more prevalent than you may think, but I've had people reach out to me. It could happen any day. I'm fortunate that it does, but it's a game. It's a game I play in the life I chose to lead.
Zach, you talked about how supportive your team or the people from around the world have been, but what about your team and the Bears organization? Like, how have they helped you throughout this process?
I mean, I don't even know where to start. That's from the top down. Everybody's been there, and it's much appreciated. That's all I'm going to say because I ain't trying to cry up here.
Yeah, has it also affected, looking down the road, even past football, knowing how important the support was for you, is there a feeling, I want to do this for down the road for other people now? You know how important it is.
There's a little bit of that. Yeah. There's a little, just because I've had so much support, you know, so as I get through this and I am able to get through the other side of this, it's a little bit of doing it for everybody who had my back throughout the whole thing. We were planning on going up to Kohler, Wisconsin, to the American Club, hanging out there. Something just nice and easy, just get away for a little bit, maybe get a massage, pedicure, you never know. Those planes got derailed real quick.
New Orleans Hospital, not quite the same.
Nah. Beautiful down there, man. I was back in a corner, went in a corner room with no lights, couldn't even see outside. It was good.
Zach, you said you knew that it was serious.
Yeah.
How hard has it been to compartmentalize when you're going through this? What this means for you as a person, and what this means for your football career?
I mean, I haven't really even thought much of football from now on. You know what I mean? I haven't got to that point. For me right now, it's just getting this right, getting healed up, and when that point comes, make a decision. Do I want to play football? What do you think? I've been a football player my whole life. I would love to play football. We'll cross that road when it's time.
Not a lot of people play football after this injury.
I don't even know anybody who's had this injury. They're playing football. Napoleon Kaufman, I remember, Raiders. And then there's another guy, Farrell Brown, I don't know if you who I've actually been in contact with, who's currently with the Raiders now. So it's possible. We'll figure that out when it's time.
You mentioned that
you and That photo of you and George where he delivered the ball to you in the hotel room, how with it were you in that photo? Kind of like what was happening in that moment?
Are you asking if I was heavily drugged or... I was very aware of that whole situation. I remember when you brought it in. I remember taking the picture. I remember everything in between. Just that guy's been awesome, and that'll be a memory I'll keep forever.
Remember thinking it was still a touchdown?
Yes, that'll forever be a touchdown for me. I can walk you through the whole thing. I don't need to see the tape.
You mentioned just getting from place to place is difficult. We see it just now. What is the daily process like for you right now, having this?
Well, I don't have any steps in my house, so that's a plus. Early on, it was bad. It was hard for me to get from the bed to the bathroom and back. I'd get tired. But that's because I was laid up for, 4 or 5 weeks. Now that I'm able to move, I'm getting stronger every day. Work over a little bit of hurdles every now and then, but it's not bad. I was able to get in the car today, starting to bend my leg more and more, so it's getting easier every single day. But I imagine once I keep progressing, lose the brace, maybe lose some crutches, I'll be a little happier.
Where's the ball?
I believe it's getting painted. I'm not sure who's got it in their possession at the moment. I had it for the longest time, but now I think it's off getting some decorations on it.
What would he do with it? Would he say touchdown?
I'm not sure. I don't know who's in charge of that. Who's in charge? Is that you?
No?
Maybe. That'll be put up on a mantle somewhere.
What do you want it to remind you of or signify?
That's an important, that's a pivotal part of my life. I'm not sure what it's going to mean and remind me right now, but I'm pretty positive and confident that when I grind through this, it'll remind me of all that, what I went through and where I'm at.
What's it been like watching Bears games? You know, unfortunately, you've been out before, so you've done it before, but
yeah,
it's different.
It's different now. Yesterday was awesome. I was extremely happy yesterday. I thought we played very well, well-balanced. I thought Dal called a great game, and I thought collectively, everybody did a damn good job, so I was happy about that.
What's your routine for watching the game? Where are you? What do you have around you?
Normally on the couch. We've had a couple games where we've had people come over. Normally it's just Kristen and I and the kids running around wild, hang out. Maybe doctors pop in and out throughout the day, but it's pretty normal. There ain't a lot of cool things going on over at our crib.
Zach, you mentioned all the people that have helped you with this. What have you learned?
What do you think about yourself during this?
I'm not sure so much about myself. I learned that there's still really good people in this world. I thought that, because there's a whole bunch of negative stuff 24/7. I've been impacted by love across the entire globe. I've learned that.
Zach, after all these previous injuries, you've always been so determined to come back and certain you're going to come back, but does the nature of this injury put it in any different perspective as far as the possibility of coming to grips with the fact that your career might be over?
No, because I don't know if I've made – I haven't been to that – I think that's going to depend on me, to be honest with you, whether I want to or not. I'm not at the point where I even want to make that decision. I told you guys earlier, you know who I am, you know how I am, and you probably know what I want to do, but we just got to wait till the time is right for that to happen.
Exactly. All this downtime, what new hobbies, activities, things you do to pass your day?
So I've recently just bought about 6 new video games. I've been playing the mess out of the guitar, and I just started to play the piano, so I'm just trying to keep busy.
Piano's new.
Really trying to learn it is new, but I mean, I could memorize a couple things early on, but
before it was just rap books.
Now it's just Dr. Dre. But now I'm actually trying to learn it.
What can you play?
I don't even know. I learned a Garth Brooks song the other day, The Dance. play a couple Sam Hunt songs. Once you, like, guitar and piano are kind of back and forth. Once you learn open chords, you kind of play a lot. I mean, I probably played 10 or 15 songs on there already. I'm musically inclined.
What about the video games? What video games?
Video games. Obviously, I'm playing a lot of Madden. I need my football fix. Play some FIFA. Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed. What else did I buy? She's probably looking at our credit card bill like, what the heck is going on with all these? Yes, right? I've had a little bit of retail therapy, which is much needed. And, you know, she's benefited from it as well. But I've done a ton of online shopping. It helps me get through my days.
Jeff, are you playing college? I'm a California high school football player that you've been in contact with.
Yeah, Alex?
How'd you get in contact with him, and was it my
teacher? His mom reached out to me over social media, which is the cool thing about social media. You can connect with people all over the place. Reached out to me and was able to put me in contact with him and just kind of learn about his story and who he is. A remarkable young man.
Zach, are you playing Call of Duty or any of those games against your teammates? We know you've got some teammates that like a lot of those games.
I haven't went online to play with any of my teammates or friends or fans who are trying to get me, because I got to practice first, because I'm not trying to go online and get drummed by all these people. So I'm working on my game, and when I'm comfortable with that, then I'm going to step online and show them what I'm made of.
You, with the time that you've had, how often do you find yourself going back to everything that happened in New Orleans and the way it did play out, where you were able to get the care you needed? And, you know, do you ever think about the scenarios where it could have gone wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really kind of dwell on the past a lot. That's just not who I am, but I've definitely thought of how lucky I am when it got to those certain points. You know, there was important decisions that need to be made in split seconds, and every single one of them has worked out for me. You know, I go back and you look at it, especially dealing with Alex. You know, I talk with him and see how lucky I was, how blessed I was, where I had the best care, and a lot of people looking out for me, where a lot of people aren't that fortunate. So I understand that I'm blessed in that nature. But I don't go back to it very often. It was kind of the initial thing. You know, talking to him, talking with other people that are in my certain situation, I try and just find the positivity out of that, opposed to what could have been.
You mentioned Alex. Was there somebody that reached out to you that really surprised you, like real humbled you, like someone you didn't think even knew who you were that reached out through all this?
There's a ton of people that have done that. It really, you know, throughout our NFL world, I've had a number of people, media people, players that have, you know, just been super supportive of me. That's humbling to feel that. The video that they made, the Bears fans made throughout the world, was cool. It's really just been the outpouring of love has been unbelievable.
Pat, you mentioned the 8 surgeries. Mm-hmm. How many of them were when you were still in the world?
I have 3 down there.
3 down there? You have 5 up here?
Yeah.
Is that ligaments? Is that stabilizing?
You want to get into the knee, huh? All right, so after seeing that and knowing how that thing played out, I'm pleasantly surprised that I don't have that much structural damage in my knee. I'm gonna get another MRI and kind of clear things up. But at this point, you know, that's been a very positive factor. Most of those surgeries were to close up the fasciotomy that I had, to release the pressure of the blood flowing into my leg, which was purely cosmetic. So as far as the knee goes, get another couple scans just to figure things out. But as of right now, it's a pretty positive outlook.
Because of dislocations, typically all 4 ligaments are...
2.
Or both ligaments are...
Yeah. To classify dislocation as 2 ligaments. Okay. Now, which ones I got? They're good. We'll figure it out. I'll tell you this. The main ligaments that, you know, normally are looked at and worried about are good. The main ligaments that I got are good.
Take a couple more.
Friday. And that was basically, now you guys saw a couple pictures, I had that external fixator on those bars. That was just to remove that, check the stability of the knee. and really just kind of close everything up.
Six, 7 years of being back behind me.
Yeah. How do you deal with that? How do you get past that? Things could be worse, you know? I've been in a ton of situations that have been far better than this, you know what I mean? I don't think that all the things that I've had gone on throughout my entire career, I don't think there's a point for me to sit back and look, why me? If anything, I know that I'll be better when this is done. This ain't the end of my life. There's a ton of things that I'll still be able to do. And really everything's been conveyed to me is that I'm going to be completely fine after we get through this. So now it's just grind through this, use this for any amount of positivity you can, and carry on, because we got a lot of life left to lead. So I'm trying to have as much fun doing that as possible.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Yes. Thanks.